Jay Richardson, the Big Bopper Jr., as he calls himself, called Dr. Bass a year or so ago. They were going to be moving his father's body from one part of this. He's buried in Beaumont, Texas, and they were going to be moving his body from one part of the cemetery to another. And his son had a couple of questions that had been just haunting him for years. One was this. Was it possible that his father had initially survived the plane crash? The Big Bopper's body was found farther from the plane wreckage than any of the other bodies, and he was found on the other side of a fence from the plane wreckage. The plane went down in this Iowa field on this night in February of 59, skidded across the field, came to rest against the fence, and the Big Bopper's body was found about 20 or 30 yards away on the other side of the fence. So the first question that Jay Richardson had was, is it possible my dad got out of the plane and was trying to go for help? The second question he asked was, is it possible my father was shot? Now, that's the really surprising question. The reason he asked it is there had been rumors floating around that maybe a gun had been fired on the plane. And those rumors got started because a couple of months after the crash, the farmer whose field the plane had crashed in found a pistol, out at the crash site. And it turns out the pistol was a 22 that had belonged to Buddy Holly. And there was some question about whether or not the pistol had been fired, and if it had been fired, how many times. And then at some point, a rumor started circulating that there had been a bullet hole in one of the seats in the crashed airplane. So this is how rumors get started, and this rumor kind of circulated, well, maybe somebody on the plane had been shot. Maybe the gun had been fired, whether on purpose or accidentally.
Despite the fact that there was a major snowstorm going on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And why would anybody fire a gun up in the air in a four-seat airplane?
unless they had a death wish, or unless they were
drunk and mad and right. Who knows what the reasoning behind? Oh yeah, maybe there was gunplay aboard the aircraft. Who knows where that comes from? But at any rate, that's something that he worried about. And the only one of the four people in the plane whose body was autopsied back at the time was the pilot. And the pilot had not been shot. I mean, there was no trace of a bullet in the pilot. So Jay Richardson asked Dr. Bass, can you tell if my father was at least briefly alive and trying to go for help? And can you tell if he'd been shot? And Dr. Bass said, well, yes, I think I can. So as his body is being moved from one part of the Beaumont Cemetery to the other, Dr. Bass and I went down, Dr. Bass was going to conduct an autopsy, basically a forensic examination of the remains of the Big Bopper. Now, Beaumont, Texas, is about 20 miles upriver from the Gulf of Mexico, and the elevation there is very low. The water table in Beaumont is about a foot and a half below the ground. So Dr. Bass went out there expecting to find a waterlogged coffin and basically just bits of bone and teeth. If a body's wet in the ground, it doesn't hold up well, decays away. The bones pretty well get eaten away as well. So he went out expecting to find just fragments of bones. He took little measuring tools and so on. And as the body's being exhumed, you can see water just pouring into the grave as the backhoe is digging out, down to the coffin. But the coffin, the Bopper's coffin, was in a metal vault, a steel vault, that it turns out had kept all the water out. It had worked exactly as the vault makers claim. Now, Dr. Bass had done three other cases involving exhumations in wet ground with metal vaults. And in all three of those prior cases, the vaults had leaked and the bodies had gotten wet and had deteriorated. But in this case, the coffin stayed dry, and when the lid of the coffin was opened, I mean, there was the Big Bopper, just recognizable, remarkably preserved. So this in some ways complicated things, because Dr. Bass, you know, can't really dismantle this body, because that would be just very upsetting to the family to see a well-preserved body then get, you know, have the flesh taken off so the bones can be examined. So at that point, we switched to plan B, which was to x-ray the whole body from head to toe.
Now, let me just stop you for a second and say, so you talk about well-preserved. What does that mean? That's a 1950.
I mean, you could look at the face and of the Big Bopper in the coffin, and you could look at Jay Richardson standing there looking down at his dad, and you could see that they were father and son.
Wow.
There was some discoloration to the skin and a little bit of mold on the face, but in this case, there was a remarkably good job of embalming.
Okay.
They had put the Big Bopper's body inside a rubberized sort of garment, which is called a unionol, which helps contain the embalming fluid, and that probably helped a lot. That and the dry coffin helped preserve his body.
So Big Bopper's embalmed, and he looks remarkably like the Big Bopper.
Right.
And
so we got to
X-ray him.
Could he have survived the crash and started walking away before he collapsed and died? And the second question is, is it possible he'd been shot? So we took this series of X-rays from head to toe. And to answer the second question, was he shot? You look at the X-rays to see if there's any evidence of lead in the X-rays. If somebody's shot, as a bullet passes, either into the skull or over, hits a bone, it leaves a smear of lead. It's called a lead wipe. On the entry wound, or if it, goes across a bone, it'll leave a lead wipe across that bone. And it shows up as a white streak in an X-ray. Or if the bullet remains in the body, it's going to be a big, big, bright white spot on the X-ray. There was no trace of any lead anywhere in the Big Bopper's body. So it was, unless a bullet passed through him and did not contact any bone.
Right,
which seems remarkably far-fetched. He was clearly not shot.
Okay,
the first question: had he potentially climbed out of the wreckage and walked for help? Absolutely clear-cut evidence that he was killed instantly. He had severe fractures from head to foot, literally. He had multiple large fractures in his skull. Almost his entire rib cage was broken away from the spine, back where the ribs join the spine. His chest was just crushed.
Right.
And that's where your ribs tend to snap off if your chest hits something really hard.
Was he sitting in the front seat?
He was in the back. He was in the left rear seat.
Okay.
And it's interesting that he was ejected the farthest from the plane. His back was broken. His spine was broken between the 10th and 11th vertebrae, I think.
So there's no way he's walking away from that, anyway.
He had compound fractures of both of his legs, multiple serious, severe fractures to both legs. Both legs were just shattered. The break in his spine would have paralyzed him, if not killed him. His legs couldn't have been walked on, and his chest suffered severe trauma, and his skull was pretty much shattered. So there's absolutely no way he survived that crash.